Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In Yemen, a fresh alert from the UN that time is running out to avoid famine in the country. Out of 2 million children who need treatment for acute malnutrition, 360,000 are at risk of dying if they do not receive medical care, said World Food Programme spokesperson Thompson Phiri.
We are running out of time. Approximately 16 million people cannot put food on their tables. This is a disaster. This is a ticking time bomb, and the world needs to act, and to act now.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, also warned that hundreds of thousands of internally displaced people also face life-threatening food insecurity. They have been victims of ceaseless violence and the COVID-19 pandemic, which have left them without work to support themselves, spokesperson Babar Balok told journalists in Geneva. He cited a new UN food security survey in Yemen, which showed that the risk of famine-like conditions was increasing. Data indicated that the biggest dangers were in areas of conflict, which are home to half of Yemen's displaced population of 4 million. The districts worst affected by acute food insecurity are in Marib, Al Baida, Abiyan, Taiz, Hadramatand, and Al Jouf governorates. Out of a total population of 30.5 million, more than 23 million Yemenis need some form of humanitarian assistance. To the world's first futures market in water and concern that the index could lead to dangerous speculation and leave people more vulnerable than ever. UN-appointed Special Rapporteur Pedro Araújo Agudo cautioned on Friday that investors might trade it like gold and oil. You can't put a value on water as you do with other traded commodities, Mr. Araújo Agudo said in a statement. Water belongs to everyone and is a public good, he added, before insisting that having access to water had been key in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. His comments follow this week's launch by CME Group of the world's first water futures contract. It aims to help water users manage threats to supply, such as drought and flooding. It allows buyers and sellers to barter a fixed price for the delivery of a fixed quantity of water at a later date. As well as large-scale farmers, factories and utility companies looking to lock in prices at the expense of smallholders, Mr. Araújo Agudo noted that a futures market in water could invite dangerous price bets from hedge funds and banks, which risked repeating the speculative bubble of the global food market in 2008. Finally, mountain communities are among the world's hungriest, as biodiversity loss and climate change shocks take their toll. That's one of the key findings of a new report from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the Mountain Partnership Secretariat, and the UN Convention to Combat Desertification. It showed that the number of mountain people vulnerable to food insecurity in developing countries increased from 240 million to almost 350 million between 2000 and 2017. FAO said that the world's mountains provide between 60 and 80% of our fresh water, while many of the world's most important crops and livestock species also come from high regions, which are also a source for food and medicine. But the agency said that its joint study had found that mountain ecosystems are becoming increasingly fragile from overexploitation, pollution, and demographic shifts, all of which threaten livelihoods and food security. It also warned that climate change had disproportionately increased the degradation of mountain habitats and the likelihood of natural hazards. These include landslides and droughts, which have already affected 275 million people who are vulnerable to food insecurity in mountain areas. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Out today, I'm telling you, we lucked out. Everybody, it's going too smooth. I mean, Google, I don't know if you know it, listeners, but Google email has crashed. I guess the State and Treasury Department has been hacked. Now, some say it's the Russians. I think it's just a bunch of ornery kids myself.
I hope that's
bored.
On the news.
Kids are bored.
I mean, anybody that would name their hack group Cozy Bear has got to have a little bit of at least a sense of humor. I don't know what, but that's allegedly the name of the hack group called Cozy Bear.
I guess
and
I've
of course,
heard that.
One side says it's the Russians, and the Russian says it wasn't us. And you know what's funny is they probably are right. I mean, it's probably it's that crazy out
probably
there on the internet.
Messing around.
Yes, Google's down. Google's been up and down. What is the other one? People are talking about Facebook, but I think it's working. The secretary of the Treasury and the Department of State are having problems. So it's just, I think it's funny. I called in to set the show up today, and the robot woman, that's what I call her. She said you put in the incorrect PIN number, and I thought, oh no, it's going down too. And I thought, I was immediately listeners thinking, how am I going to scramble up and get and call Kay and Sandra the line ball sisters to let them know that we've been hacked too, but we haven't been hacked, so we're here.
Oh boy, they're going to get a lot of information from us.
Is it because they're deciding who our president is going to be?
What?
Is it because they're going to decide who our president is going to be?
Oh,
being hacked.
It's not going to be us anymore.
There are ornery people out there. I'm sure that there, you know, people do that.
Yeah, these people that are computer whizzes.
Yes. I'm married to one, and I have a son that's another. They're very good at this stuff, and they're the ones that tell me that stuff. Now, they don't do any of that, of course, but they watch it. I mean, they watch what, you know, their friends and their friends of their friends.
Well, you know, so many of the school kids are on computers now, constantly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
In fact, we had snow here yesterday.
Well,
so they've closed. You can't believe all the schools that have closed because of the snow.
Well Barnsley, you're in the eastern, I get it, are you in the eastern part of Oklahoma? Because it got nailed, from what I understand.
Northeast, yes, we're northeast.
Yeah.
We had quite a bit of snow, but I don't know how much. I think we might have. Some places south of us got over 6 inches.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, I didn't take Daisy out for a walk early this morning because I looked out and everything looked dry. I mean, the grass still has snow on it. But I thought, well, there's always black ice. I'd hate to slip and fall again and break some. So I didn't take her.
Yeah.
So she just gets so upset when we don't stay on routine. So I took her out a while ago, and I didn't, you know, it wasn't bad. It's only 28, well, it's 34 degrees, 33 degrees now, so it's warmed up a little bit, but it's still cold.
Yeah, but it's supposed to warm up, I think, tomorrow, isn't it?
We're supposed to get more snow tomorrow.
Oh, it's supposed to warm up here.
Yeah, but we're supposed to get up in the 40s.
Yeah.
But snow, we're still supposed to have snow and rain mixed tomorrow. But it's supposed to be early. So, you know, it could be before, after midnight, anytime after midnight. Well, I was going to tell you, these Kansas City Chiefs are making an older woman of me.
I know. I couldn't believe that was a terrible game.
It was.
Oh.
It really was.
I know Jeannie called me, my friend, and she said, I can't live through these games.
I know. They're killing us.
I know. And the kids were here, too. And Nick was having a fit. I thought he was going to. He said, I can't believe they're doing this stuff.
I know. They were terrible.
I know.
But you know, the offense can't win the games alone.
Well, I know. That's it.
the defense has to do their part.
I thought we got a new defensive coach that was going to correct this situation.
Oh, was that just recent?
No, at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
He hadn't done his job.
evidently not. Nope. Seems like it's all left up to the offense to win the games.
I know.
Boy, it was a fast game, a lot of throwing and running and all that, and no defense on
interceptions.
What was the score?
Interceptions, yeah.
God.
Patrick was intercepted more yesterday than he has been for a long, long time.
Three times he was intercepted.
Three, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, three times.
Uh-huh. So that doesn't happen too often. But we can always depend on Travis.
And
Kelsey. Travis Kelsey, we can depend on him.
Oh, yeah.
He's my man. That's who I always root for. Well, you know, when they make a touchdown, my neighbors can probably hear me. I don't know. I get a little carried away.
I know. Well, mine probably can too. Well, I got Raylene, Nick, and Marshall and me.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
anyway, they know what's going on anyway.
Well, hey, I was going to ask you, has it been discussed at all about changing the name of the Chiefs?
No. Yeah,
well, you know,
did.
This is
at
getting to be
time,
such an
and,
issue.
And the name of Arrowhead on the stadium, but I haven't heard anything about it lately.
Okay, well, I just wondered because when they were talking about that this morning, I guess it's the Cleveland team that's going
Cleveland
to the baseball
Indians.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to change their name, and I thought, gosh, there's lots of Chiefs. You know, there's Chief people in business. There's Chiefs, you know, other Chiefs besides Indians.
Right.
And, but I got to thinking, but we've got the Arrowhead, or we got the, you know, the head, whatever that, the tomahawk thing. You
right.
know, we do that. And I thought, well, but
they
do refer to Indian things when, you know, so I guess their chief is an Indian. But, you know, I think, why don't the Indians should take that as a compliment?
Well, I think so, too. At least you're trying to get us in the
well,
history.
That these teams are wanting to recognize Indians.
Right. And they're trying to keep us in history.
They're trying to be what?
Keeping us in the history of our country.
Yeah. Yeah. I really think it's kind of a compliment to the Indians to
That's
have something named after
nice.
Them.
Somebody's influencing these people that they shouldn't be listening to.
Well,
oh.
you do realize that I know I read in the Kansas City Star also, there's two councils. I mean, there's a Native American council that meets regularly with the chiefs, the business, and they talk to each other. They're working out some sort of differences. I mean, I think it's more about historical, like you were saying about history. I mean, I think that's what's going on about people just wanting to have their history, their side of history told also. And I don't think the corporate management of the Chiefs is necessarily against that, frankly.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
I've read the Star article, and that was not just one, it's several of them. I get my mother-in-law, I'm the great newspaper dumping. I'm like the landfill for the family newspapers because my mother-in-law sends all. I get the Atchison Globe, the St. Joseph something. I don't even forget. It's printed out of St. Joseph, and the Kansas City Star. And she's upset because the Kansas City Star is it's getting more expensive and less days of print. So it's sort of like
that's happening to a lot of them. That's the way it is with the little Iola Register.
Yeah, that's terrible.
They raise the prices and have less papers.
The Register is a great newspaper. It can't go down, really. I mean, the Star can go 4 days a week, like, you know, real for all I care. But the Star did have some good articles about the corporate leaders of the Chiefs and the Chiefs. The real ones, the Native American
Chiefs.
Ones. Yeah, they're meeting and they have councils and they talk with. They have meetings. I think some woman who has a particular, beef with them. She spoke before them. I mean, it's an ongoing thing. They're always, you know, haggling. I don't know if they probably don't like the chop chop. You know what I mean? But I mean. But I don't think, you know, I'm not so sure about the rest of it. So, I pay attention to some of that. The Cleveland Indians, that's a baseball team, right? It's been around forever.
Right, yeah.
Then I don't think
they're going to take Indians off of their name, like Washington Indians.
Now they were talking today, they're going to use a spider of some kind. I thought, what?
Oh, Lord.
No, God, who knows what they'll do? Who knows?
The tarantulas. The tarantulas, that's what it was.
Really?
I know.
Oh, Lord.
God.
Of course, that could be speculation. It was on the radio this morning when I was getting dressed.
Well, you'd think that if they're going to change it, you know, WKRP, or I guess that's Cincinnati. But, I mean, you'd think if they're going to change it, they had some sort of polls or votes or some contest or something like that, and think ahead.
For a name.
I hope it's
for a name.
I hope it's yeah. I hope it's not the tarantulas.
That's
one of
the terrible
names. The Black Widow. The Black
yeah.
Widow or something. I don't know.
Well, if we can't name them after people, we got to name them after something, I guess.
Well,
isn't there
that,
something
the
called the Braves? Isn't there some team that's the Braves?
The Atlanta
yeah, that's
Braves.
Sort of different too.
Atlanta Braves, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, just, so, I mean, look, the Redskins. I could see that. I could see changing.
Yeah,
that's
kind of a slang.
I mean, that's slang, yeah. Your scalp or whatever skin.
Yeah.
Skin. I mean, God, that's just so terrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's sort of barbaric. But yeah, the Cleveland Indians have been around forever. I mean, that sort of
right. What's wrong with the like the Chiefs or Arrowhead or the Indians? That's the names of the. You know, it's not slander or anything.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't say. I wouldn't take it as slander. But you know, I'm from a little town where we didn't. You know, we didn't think that way.
Right.
I find
well,
that.
I named the Blue Jays out of Leroy. I found that quite appropriate. I thought.
Well, they're not that anymore.
I know, but when I played in other sports in other towns, it wasn't really that cool of a name. I hate to say.
Oh well, I
people
always thought it was great.
I did too.
I thought it was okay. Now I think people should consider it. You know, it's like the Blue Jays. It's always interesting. Get people to hear what people, how they respond to things like that, especially when you have some sort of identity to it. Chris was confused and she called it the Bluebirds. I thought you played with the Bluebirds.
There's a difference.
Mike, did you?
There is a difference.
Mike, did you play? Didn't you play with the Bluebirds? And I said no. I got upset about it. Of course, I got upset. And I said no. I said, well, you might as well call turtle doves. You know what I mean, the Leroy Turtle does.
Maybe some of these baseball teams ought to take that. Of course, the Toronto Blue Jays,
yeah.
We do have Blue Jays.
Right.
In baseball.
Canada. Yeah, in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Toronto. Yeah. But, now Leroy's the Titans.
The Titans, which is a mental.
Yeah, and I figure, how did they come up with that? That's what I think they did, too. I think that's what Bill told us. They had the kids voted, more or less. And I thought, well, what about we graduates?
Yeah. No, we're old school. They don't want to listen to us.
I know. But, of course, we didn't have a reunion this year, but the last one I was at, it was still Blue Jays. They had lots of Blue Jay stuff around.
No.
Right, because that's the only people that go.
Well, that's right. But how long have they been consolidated? That's been two more years than we want
years,
to think.
I think.
How many?
15 or 18 years, something like that.
I know, it's a while. Mm. It's been a while, and I think, before long, we're not going to have Leroy or Gridley. It's just going to be Southern Coffee County.
Whatever. Whatever.
That's what they
is.
Are, SSC, Southern SCC, Southern Coffee County.
Oh.
That's basically that's sort of just the name of the district now, right? It's not
yeah,
really the
Southern
individual
Coffee County.
Towns.
Yeah. It's not Leroy or Gridley. So
that's
what's happening.
Going on. They're doing away with all of us.
I know. Speaking of that, you knew that Ronnie Hess passed away, didn't you?
Oh, no, I never heard that.
He had COVID.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he had other illnesses, and then he developed COVID, and he passed away. And I'm not sure if they lived in Emporia or Topeka. It seemed like it might be Emporia. I'm not sure. Just where they lived.
Who did he marry?
Julie Storr.
Oh, okay.
Oh, goodness. That's one generation ahead of me. Oh, goodness.
Well, Ronnie Hess, he was younger than he was the youngest one, wasn't he, Ronnie?
Larry.
I think that was. Well, I'm not sure. I went to school with
Steve. That's Bob.
Yeah.
I went to school with Steve, and I think Ron was his older brother. I'm not sure. Or Steve was an only child. I can't remember, you know, but the name sounds familiar, but Julie Storr, certainly. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they were always they were always so helpful at the school reunions, the Storrs.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
When you checked in, it was all the Storr girls greeting
you.
Yeah.
Checking you in and everything, yeah, that's true.
Checking you in. Yep.
Mm-mm.
Well, Colleen was
a big part of the community.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Colleen was the year ahead of me, but she was like a big shot among the seniors. Things like
that. Oh, okay.
Even in high school, Colleen Storr was a big
now,
shot.
Now, see, I had one in my class, too, Kenny.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
He did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then Donnie was just 1 year ahead of him. And I think Donnie was the oldest.
He was in the class ahead of me, wasn't he?
Oh, I thought he was a year behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. He was a year behind me, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And his wife's name's Sandra.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
Yeah. Where'd she come from?
I don't
know.
That's
sort of a rare name, really. Well,
I know.
It's
spelled that way anyway.
Yeah, it's spelled the way I spell mine. A lot of people don't spell it that way.
Mother said the reason
they
were going to spell it the other way, but Mother said you had a little slight red in your hair and you'd be called Sandy, so she changed the spelling.
And I was later on in life. Well, I worked for this guy there in Burlington. He called me Sandy Apple.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah. How did he come up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's always come up with weird things.
Oh, okay. I don't know what a Sandy Apple is.
I don't either, but that's what he called me.
Okay. Now, maybe Candy Apple.
Well, maybe that's where he got it from.
Candy Apple.
Yeah.
I worked in the butcher shop. He would get the meat all lined up for me, and God, who was the other? There was me and another lady that worked in and cut meat up and everything. I can't think what her name was, but anyway, then he'd get everything lined out, and then he'd go out and go fishing and drink his whiskey. So.
Uh-oh. Well, you didn't want him cutting up meat then.
No, he'd get it all lined up so he wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want him having a weapon.
No.
Yeah, right. Get the knife out of that guy's hand over there.
Yeah.
No fishing. Go.
My son did that when he went to KU. He worked in a grocery store, and he cut up meat. But he did that
really?
In Iola. This friend of ours taught him to cut meat.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah, he did that at Food Town when we had Food Town there in Iola. He worked at the meat market there in Iola, and he cut up meat there.
Well, when I worked there at Brownfield for a little bit, I learned how to cut up lunch meat.
Oh, yeah. But don't you have a slicer that they just...
Yeah, well, yeah, a slicer, but you got to learn how to, you know, where to put it.
Oh, sure,
set
it.
Measure it. Uh-huh. Or your
yeah.
slicer.
Well, that's a big deal when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the... years we were being teenagers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of automatic things.
No.
Right.
You had to know
and
how to
run. And we survived. We did survive, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
things are too easy today.
I never really made it past Stalker and Sackboy. I never really made it. No, I wasn't really interested. But to this day, it drives my family crazy because I'll stand in front of our cupboard and face all the cans so the label's right there is perfectly fine.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah,
I know. When I go through a grocery store, I always wonder if the old stuff's been pushed up to the front, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
You never know.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's part of the deal. I mean, the new stuff.
So one time, a lady in Iola told me. She told me the colors on loaf of bread, the colors of the wrap, or of the you know the the plastic wrap thing. Told you that let you know what day of the week that bread was put together.
I know. Max always told us that, too, because he knew that because he worked with Wonder Bread.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I couldn't remember what color, what day.
I can't. I haven't yet to this day. I haven't either.
In fact, the other day I unwrapped one. It was yellow. I thought, now I wonder what day this one was.
Wednesday, I think.
Is that right?
I think it's Wednesday. But I don't think it matters anymore.
Probably not.
Because
it takes me a while to use a loaf of bread anyway.
Right. And the bread men don't stock the shelves anyway. It's the people that work in the store. They just bring it in, put it in the back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it could sit back there
or
two.
For a couple of days.
Yeah, a week.
Before they put it on the shelves.
Bread doesn't move as fast as they used to. There's so many different varieties. I don't know if you noticed, but it seemed like it was. I mean, yeah, I go out there. Some of those loaves are outrageous, like $4.
Oh, I know.
Jesus, that's a little stiff. For
back in the old days when we had groceries, we only had white bread and wheat bread.
Uh huh.
Maybe rye bread once in a while, but that's all we had in bread.
Yeah, and who needs any more than that?
I don't know. They come up with all this 7-grain bread and, you know, 4-grain bread and
I tell you, it probably took a brain to develop that.
Well, and they charge more for it.
Those are just bread recipes from other parts of the. I mean, didn't Beulah bake bread?
No,
and
she did not.
Grandma Al did.
Oh.
Grandma Al did.
No, mother was not a bread maker.
No, but Al made a baked bread.
Yeah, but
she'd bake bread once or twice a week, and we'd have cinnamon rolls. God, she made good cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
couldn't be
those. Yeah, but, you know, come to think of it, I don't recall any brown loaves of bread. Now, she made a...
Oh, no.
What do you call...
No, Al made an...
What do you call... No, she made a, what do you call that? Nut breads.
Oh, I make banana nut and pumpkin bread.
In fact, I was just going through my recipes. But Shirley informed me we're not supposed to bake stuff and give it away for Christmas.
Oh, we aren't.
Wow.
That's one of the no-nos now.
Oh, come on. Who said that?
Almeida used to always make fruit cake for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
She'd start making them in October.
Yeah, because they have to age, don't they?
Oh, yeah, and then she put towels on top of these loaves and poured whiskey on top of them.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Those were good loaves of bread. Those were good fruit cake. They were well preserved.
I guess so.
It makes you... Yeah, I did.
Everybody wanted a loaf of her, a thing of her fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
She was started in October.
Did you ever get the recipe?
No.
it's on the net. I've looked many times, and I've always thought about Megan. It's too late. You know, I never do it in time. But
it's not Grandma Al's.
It's a variant. It's a variant.
I was out of the family before she started before we started getting things like that from her.
Oh, okay.
Marcia does
have a mixing bowl that was Grandma Al's, and she preserves that thing like crazy.
Well, that's nice.
She kills anybody if they use it for anything.
Does she just look at it?
Oh, no, she uses it, but nobody else is supposed to use it.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
There's one time Russ was eating cereal out of it, and she about had a cat.
Oh.
It's just a bowl.
She yelled at her, don't you use that bowl to eat cereal out of. Because he was so clumsy, she's afraid he'd break it.
Well, that's nice that she wants to preserve it.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have much from our mother.
I've got glass bowls in here of hers.
I've got her china.
Remember that green glass bowl she always had she fixed some kind of a fruit salad in it for Christmas, and it was green.
Is it glass or Pyrex?
Huh?
Is it glass or Pyrex?
No, it's glass. Clear glass, green.
Oh.
Green glass.
Oh, I don't remember
it.
It's got some little nicks in it, but not. It's not cracked or anything, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Well, that's what I think about all this china. Because, Mother, it's a place setting for 12, and she had every possible accessory piece that goes with it.
I know.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So I think, now, who's going to want this china? Because nobody uses china today.
Marcia said she'd use it.
Oh, okay. I'll try to remember that. Maybe make a note of it, I guess.
Like with Thanksgiving, we used Coke's mother's china.
Oh, okay. Well, see, when I had the holiday dinners, I always used it. But since I don't have the holiday dinners anymore.
Oh, yeah, he had a runner down to in the middle of it, you know, Thanksgiving runner.
Yeah.
And then he had his mother's china all set out and everything. So.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was neat eating off of it. We had.
Yeah.
And then they had one. They had my gravy boat that I had bought from Lordenberger Basket.
Really? See, that's what I've got. I've got all these accessory pieces, three different sizes of platters, and the gravy boat, and the tray that the gravy boat sets in. You know, just all you know, cups and saucers and. You know,
do you have
just
any
everything.
Bowl, like bowls that put your vegetables and things in?
Yes, I've got the elongated one and a round one, and you know the different serving bowls.
Well, big shot. Do you have a soup tureen?
Tureen? No, I don't have one of those.
okay, there you go.
And I'm not
a
big shot because. Yeah, nobody comes here to eat anymore. They bring me food.
Yeah, well, they should.
Hey, what happened to her cake? What happened to her cake holder, you know, that stood on a pedestal? What happened to that, I wonder?
I have no clue. I don't know.
I don't either.
Huh.
You know, Uneva White, she always comments about Mother's White cake.
Right,
how delicious that was. And I thought, and nobody got the recipe.
No,
you know,
I don't think I've got it. Mm-mm.
I know she used to make a lemon filling for it, though, for the between the layers.
Right.
But that was all I could remember. And, of course, I don't know what she made, you know, how she made
she
it.
She had a white icing she put on it was really something,
I know.
Too.
That was
well,
wonderful.
Didn't she keep a recipe box?
Not that we knew about.
But, Mike, you got to realize that we did not get to go in there and salvage that stuff.
No, uh-uh.
If Bob and I hadn't went in there and stole the china, Kate wouldn't have the china.
Yeah,
that's
I'm sure
terrible.
That's what they told me. They said they boxed it up and they said, "Now you're to get the china," and that was that was it.
Because they were moving stuff out of their house. Him and Mabel were moving stuff out of their house, and I thought Bob said they're not getting Mom's china. We went in and packed it up and we hauled it out of there and gave it to Kay.
Yeah. I knew it was salvaged.
That's where
it's
at.
That's such difficult times. Yeah. Well, that does happen. I mean, we've lost a lot of stuff too from our moves and stuff, but it's much different than you guys. You had an established home for years, decades.
Yes. I know.
When you moved, Kay, did you pack that? When you moved to Oklahoma, did you pack that or what?
Did I do what?
Did you pack to China when you moved to Oklahoma?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. I think about, of course, you know, we didn't get rid of enough stuff when we moved.
Yeah.
So we had to load up after we got down here and take it. We took it to Goodwill. At home, we had an auction.
Right.
And, you know, really, that's pretty simple because, you know, they come in, the auctioneer,
yeah.
I mean, the whatever you call the company that's going to auction off your goods,
right.
They come in and take care of everything.
Right, right.
You
hey,
know,
what happened to Dale's mother's red dishes?
Well, I'll tell you, Ernie came and got them, his brother. He came and took those out of the cabinet after they both, well, after their dad died.
Uh-huh.
And he had sold them before he got back to Denver.
I thought you told me that. Because,
yeah.
See, I can remember in this china.
Oh,
or, you know,
oh yes. She had lots of red
that's
dishes.
Bad.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah, but yes, it is. Yes. I guess he knew where to take them.
I'll tell you, I want to interrupt you for a minute. Here's what we have china, but we don't have complete sets of anything. And we have red dishes, and we have green bowls, and we have one of those cake pedestals. But
uh-huh.
You know where she gets all that from? The what I call the junk stores, the secondhand stores. She goes out and
sure.
buys.
Uh-huh.
She's like, it's okay, but I'm wondering if some of that stuff is earnings, or I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, you know, my granddaughter collects cake dishes.
Oh,
and,
really?
But she collects the ones on the pedestal. So I had
right.
one of those, so I took it down to her because I don't bake cakes on pedestals anymore, you know. So,
uh-huh.
But she collects those. I thought, well, that's a strange thing to collect. But she has
it.
Remember,
it
she puts them up on the
Easter
top
time,
of her building.
Mom used to make her cake on the pedestal and put a Easter egg nest on top of it. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I do.
At Easter time, I assume.
At Easter time, she set it in the middle of the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were delicious. Her cakes were.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I had a set of china that Murray sent to us from China.
So. Yeah.
From China. And I don't remember what happened to it. Isn't that terrible? I don't remember
yes.
what happened to it.
Moves. I'm telling you, it's the moves that do that stuff. I've lost books.
Yeah.
Crates of records, not that records would mean much, but old records, you know, vinyl records. And
yeah, Greg collects those, or he did. Greg collects all the time. He collects a lot of things.
He tends on the mood.
The
huh?
mood.
He
collects Coca-Cola, and he collects vinyl records.
I knew he'd collect Coca-Cola.
Yeah. He's got this shed, and he's got shelves all around. It's a big barn. He's got shelves all the way around it, and that's his Coca-Cola display all the way around that big barn.
Wow.
He's got, you know, all kinds of bottles and glasses, and then the Coca-Cola coolers. He's even got a Coca-Cola cooler.
Does he have coolers? Does he have the uprights, or does he have the chest type?
The chest
those
type.
Those are old. Those are
yes.
old.
I know. And I think, what are his kids going to do with all that stuff?
His kid.
Sell
he
it.
Just has one, really.
Well, but
that's
the other three,
said.
The other two are always involved. So.
But they aren't interested in that stuff, are they?
I have no clue. Oh, I doubt it. No, mm-hmm. I'm sure they're not. Hey, you know, today they were talking on the television. This grandson-in-law thinks he's a wine connoisseur. And they have a wine encyclopedia now. It's 800 pages.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
they were talking about that on the
sure.
news today. And I thought, what? You know, they say this is for wine connoisseurs, this encyclopedia. And I thought, maybe they ought to think about getting that for him for Christmas.
You
know? Get who?
Yeah.
My grandson-in-law.
Oh.
Because my land, they go all over. They go to Napa Valley to collect, get wine, and oh, my.
That sounds like Stephanie.
Uh-huh, yeah, yep. And, of course, he's got this huge, big wine cabinet in his dining room.
Oh, he does.
You know, it's
wow.
a wine cooler. It's a wine cooler in his dining room. Got
oh,
all
my
these.
God.
Well, he's a big, fancy lawyer, Mike.
He's a lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah, so. You know, I have to learn these things because I'm not up on a lot of it that goes on in the world or has gone on in the world. Like I say, I've lived in my own little world.
Haven't we all?
Yes. I don't realize how big it is out there.
And I really don't
like
the world that's outside of my world.
I don't either.
I'm not really happy. I mean, I'm not real happy about it myself anymore. I just sort of like, you know, think it's. I look at TV, I see TV, and I think, why, you know, why are people getting so upset? I find myself saying that as I it's, you know, it's just an election. It's just another president. You know,
I don't. Yes, I don't even listen
as
to
long,
that crap
as
anymore.
As long as we don't blow up the world, or or, you know, or start more wars. You know, I was like, I don't care. It's all right. We'll fix it somehow. As long as we're not trying to kill each other. And I think that's sort of a, I think that's the attitude of a lot of people anymore. That's why I was surprised when the United Nations, I got an email from the United Nations. Now I asked them to get a permission because everything I broadcast, except for you people, you're supposed to by rural, you're supposed to like send them an email, they call it a permit. And it's just an email saying, yes, you can. And then keep them on record. And so I do that on all the shows. And I did on a fluke. I'm looking for world news, something like the BBC that was just short. I didn't want a whole damn, you know, half hour like I do. End up getting in. The UN sent me an email. Some journalist in their little news thing sent me an email and said, yes, you may, you know, you gave me a permit. I've kept that. I thought I'm going to print that out and frame it. I've never heard any of that from anybody outside of Canada. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's sort of strange anymore. Maybe you think that's age? Kay and Sandra, you think that's
probably.
Age?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, Michael, you are so used to just staying out there in your own little area. You really
do. Oh, listen to this. Yeah.
You really don't know what is going on out here.
Well, don't we all?
No,
don't we
I
all?
Knew
in fact,
it.
The
I
other day, the other day, I, you know, it's been a while since I've just been out going anyplace, and I was trying to. I don't even remember where I was going to go now. But anyway, I was. I thought I was going there, and after a bit, I thought, where in the heck am I? You know,
hey.
I was into a housing addition.
Okay. Be careful, Kay. Be careful.
I thought I've got to get back to such and such, the through street. I knew what street I wanted to get on.
Well, hey, Kay, don't feel bad about that. I get up to Kansas City or southern, like Lansing, south of where, or Tonganoxie. There's so much construction going, or was.
Oh.
And the fact is I don't get out but maybe once every 6 months or so. You know,
2 years.
There is. It changes. It changes. It really does. And it throws me off, so don't feel bad about that. You know?
I guess not, because I
hadn't
been out.
But don't tell Greg. He'll think, oh, no, now she's getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like my friend. Her kids took her car and her car keys away from her.
Well, see, that I'm not telling any of my tales because I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
Cars are so easy to operate. As long as you got your eyesight today, cars are so safe nowadays that really there's no reason
well, in
to
fact,
take people.
I thought I would like to go get my car serviced because, you know, I think I need to get my oils and, you know, everything up to date, you know, because my son said, Mom, you have not driven enough miles to get your car serviced.
That's probably true, Kay.
Well, it is.
I'm way past
the date on the sticker, but I'm not even to the miles.
Right.
I hate to admit this, but all I do is go to Valley Falls, and I go to three places once a week. You know, I go to the mailbox in Valley, my business mail, and then I go to the grocery store, and I go to the liquor store, and I come home, and they all know me.
They ever come to Leavenworth to see me? They've changed the roads so much, they wouldn't know how to get here.
I'm telling you, the road changes every time I head out that way.
I know.
Well, I guess that's progress, guys, if they're redoing roads.
Yeah.
You know, there's been several
right.
people in – there were some articles in the Iola paper, you know, about people that's had the COVID or have the COVID.
Yeah.
And this one guy, he's had it real bad. And his wife, she didn't have it very bad. He said, but he was not too conscientious about the wearing of the mask. But and he said she was. But he said the medicine that they gave him, it's REMDESIVIR. He said that had him feeling good in 3 days.
Right.
Yeah,
what
they should. It's a steroid.
Is that what it is?
Ah.
It's not I mean, and in limited usage, it's not staying too. It's not. I mean, you can't take it for weeks and weeks. I'll tell you that. But yeah, Chris has brought it up. My in-house doctor, she's talked about that. It's a immediate fix. But if you have secondary like heart disease or bad lungs or something like that, it could push you over. You know, you could overexert yourself. You know,
Yeah, well, of course, he said now he does have lung. He has a problem with his lungs now.
Well,
yeah,
I think most of them do it when they come out of this. They have lung problems, don't they?
Yeah, well, this one guy in Iola, they've had to close up their business because he was the one that ran the business, and I guess he's real bad. He's in Kansas City.
Mm. Yeah, some people get real bad. That's why I'm scared to death. That's why I'm scared to death to go out, except unless I wear a mask when I go into any near. I'm more and more people are wearing them now out here. Before, just a month ago, it was lawless. I mean, you never knew. People were getting mad at you if you were
That's
wearing
a mask.
That's
the way it is here in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
I told you my story.
Yeah, well, tell me what
about the lady.
What happened?
I went into a Dollar General store, and I had my mask on. And she came in, you know, the door didn't even get shut before she was in right behind me, and she didn't have a mask on. So I just turned around, and I said, oh, where's your mask? She said, I don't have one. I said, well, you're not being very considerate. Oh, my God. I set her off. She was screaming about that old lady.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I thought, I'm getting out of here. I got what I was there for, and I got out.
That's terrible.
And you know, there was two other. I was the only one in there at that time with a mask on. A lady, and of course, the clerk had one on.
You're supposed to. I think so.
Yeah, a lady came in when I was checking out. She had, but she was older, and she had her mask on. But now this girl, I would have guessed, was probably late 20s, early 30s, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I should have kept my mouth shut. I learned to keep. I'm learning because I thought she could have had a gun.
Right.
Well, it's Oklahoma.
I know.
Oh, my.
So I thought I better keep my mouth shut.
Well, she should have more respect for people than that.
Well,
I mean,
that's something we lack today.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Be so general as that. But, no.
Well,
no,
it's not in general, but there's a lot of there's a lot of disrespect today.
Well, I tell you, they got so many different rules. You go across into one city that's in in Kansas, and you go into Missouri City. They got different. I don't know whether they're laws or rules. I guess what they are. In Missouri, everything's supposed to be closed up by 10 o'clock. In Kansas, in Johnson County, it's midnight.
Oh, my. Well,
there was one store here. Well, they lengthened the Missouri side from 10 to 11, but that was just to get people out of there. They weren't supposed to serve anything after 10 o'clock. Now, what this has to do with this, I don't know. But anyway, the store had everybody out of there, and they had 9:57 on their clock. And the health department people, they were there. They came in, and they said they had 10:01, so they were going to give them a penalty. So.
Oh, my land. Well, you know, that's possible. Cause
I thought,
even here in my house.
This is ridiculous.
Yes. The clocks in my house aren't all the same time.
I thought, this is like the old days when we had private clubs, and, you know, you had to have last call, and you had to have everybody out at a certain time. And
well, see, I don't remember that. I guess I never went to private clubs.
Well, we Jerry and I was running the Legion down here, and we had to live through that.
So are you guys anxious to get your vaccine?
Huh?
Are you anxious to get your shots?
No,
well,
not
we probably
really.
Won't get ours the next summer.
They're bringing the end to Oklahoma here this week. I think Wednesday they said we'd have several thousands.
Well, they're giving them here in Kansas now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, that'll just cover the healthcare workers who need it.
Yeah. Right.
And you know this one. They were on the news today. One nurse said she would not take it.
Well, I think you. you know, I think, well, that's, I mean, I'm glad they're taking it ahead of me, to be honest. But, I mean, it's okay.
That's what I think, too.
In England, for the same manufacturer, Pfizer, they have a thing called Bell's, B-E-L-L, apostrophe S, palsy. It's a...
Bell's palsy,
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've never heard of it. I asked Chris about it. She said, well, it's basically what happens when people have small strokes or big strokes.
It's an old people thing.
It's like a stroke. Huh?
It's an old person thing.
Yeah. When it happens with young, it can happen with young. That's what's different. These were like 39-year-old people, 40-year-old people. They weren't very old. And there wasn't a lot of them. It was like less than half a dozen that were reported in the news. However, that is one thing that has been reported in the news media, in England at least, on the same drug. So, but, you know, that might not be much of anything. It could be one out of 100,000 or so. So,
well, you know, one of the questions that was asked today on the TV was, you have to have two shots, I guess, as I understand it.
Yes.
How long is that good for? You know, does anybody know?
Some people don't know.
Some people are saying that, that's a consensus. They don't know. I mean, in terms of exact amount, a year maybe. I've heard as long.
How are they going to know we haven't had an extended
period of time of anybody yet taking them?
Right. I mean, this is something I think a lot of the people who don't wear masks or don't pay attention or are busy, they just want to go back to work. I want the kids at school. I want to go goddamn work. You know, that's what you
understand. That's not our world today.
Here's the thing. It's a brand new disease among humans on the whole planet. That's what makes it so unusual. It's, you know, and you got to have a little bit of a patience about it. Well, the world doesn't want to wait for that.
We're very impatient people.
It's not here just in America. I mean, it's worldwide. People are in dire straits all over the world economically. So I could understand why they feel that way.
I think people from some different type countries than the United States, they will do what they'll. They will take the period of time and let it work, you know, and they will go by it. We're too anxious over here. We're impatient people.
I think so.
We don't want to be told what to do.
Well, true, and we want it right now.
Yeah. Come
on. Right. There's a lot of countries that are doing what they're supposed to, and then they try it, and it doesn't work. Italy's a good example. They screwed up. A lot of people died, and they got smart, did lockdowns, then they opened up. They're dependent on a lot of tourism, so they opened up, and boy, it came back.
Right.
The same thing that happened in Germany. They're having their Angela Merkel, the prime minister, who I'm sort of beginning to really like her. She was cold. She was visibly mad because they're going through the same thing about closing down the bars and stuff at night. And it's causing problems. But the Germans, they get 80% of their pay. So their economy is not all screwed up with small businesses. I mean, it's sort of like the PPE, and the federal government tried but didn't really carry through with it very well here in the United States. But over there in Germany, everyone's got a national account, like Social Security accounts, and they just pump 80% of what money you made into your checking account account, and that's what you got to get by on until this thing's over with. Most people get that, and that's one way of not having so much economic hardship like we're having in this country and other places. I mean, it's not. India is another country that's having. Brazil, all those countries are having trouble, economic trouble, because they just they don't have these plans out there.
In financial problems anyway before this happened. So,
well, how do you explain that with Germany and France? France is not near 80%. It's a lot less, but they have a lot of. I mean, they have universal health. They have a lot of other benefits to make.
Germany is, I would say, at least one fourth of their money and earnings and people work for the United States of America.
Well, I don't know about that. But okay.
Well, with our American, with our army, our bases, our
military bases.
Right, military. Thank you. Our military bases over there, they work for them, and they that you. I bet the percent is probably 40, 45.
Well, I don't know. I think you might be more right about the cars. I mean, we buy a lot of cars.
No, I'm talking about
You'd
be surprised how big our government is in Germany.
Well, why not close them bases now? I mean, that's the only thing I
think about.
That's
what I keep saying. Close these bases and bring them home.
Donnie waited until the last. He was going down. He should have been doing that. He just got it wrong, man. His first 2 years, he screwed up. I mean, he should have been doing all this stuff, pulling troops out and closing down the big bases and stuff his first, second year. That's what I had. That was one thing I sort of held out for on him, on not being angry with him. So I didn't go into the MSNBC or the crazy Democrats or anything like that. But he didn't do it. He did just the opposite. And then he waited till the end. And it's very disappointing on that.
The government's not going to let them close down our bases because we are the ones that keep this country, these other countries going. If you stop and look at it.
I'm not sure about it. I'm not going to go along.
Japan.
I'm not going to agree.
Okay. But you just look at it.
I don't think
we import
US
so much stuff. We keep a lot of countries going.
Yeah.
We built Germany back up after World War II. We built Japan back up after World War II. We did the Philippines the same way. I mean, we own so many of these countries.
I don't know why you keep confusing we with bankers, international bankers. But you could do that all you want, but I don't know why.
We, the United States of America.
Well, I'll tell you, those same bankers finance companies to go to China and build factories.
I know.
So, I mean, you can't, when you're talking about weed.
I don't buy anything that says made in China on it.
Well, that's a lot,
it's
though.
Impossible. That's
and
impossible.
And she goes to the commissary because she's a Marine veteran, and she said, I can't find anything up there that's not made in China.
Well, everything. I mean, you've got to look. I mean, that's economics. I mean, it's not a good thing.
Oh,
it's
I know.
The way it is.
That's what I told her. I said, Laura, look at your clothes. They're all made in China or Thailand or someplace.
Might Bangladesh. I couldn't believe that the other day. I looked at something that made Bangladesh. I thought, where in the world
isn't
is that?
Isn't that something? Yeah, right.
And, you know, I worked at a dress factory.
where we
made clothes.
In Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a dress factory there years and years ago.
And it had been there for years.
Yeah.
Right. Nancy Frox.
Yeah, Nancy Frox. Yep.
What a name.
We made house dresses. They were house dresses.
We made house dresses.
But then when the son and his wife took over, they started making like formal dress-up dresses.
Right, right.
But then they hired a young man who was going to run this, and he started shipping stuff out to Mexico. And that
right.
ended it.
Ah, there you go.
That ended
it.
But you know, there used to be a Lee's jean factory up there in Spring Hill, someplace up there. A Levi's.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Because one of Greg's friends' wife or daughter worked at it. It was a Levi's. They made Levi's.
Right, right. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Right on the highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that used to.
Well,
they we did do that in our country at one time.
Right.
Well, yeah, and Levi's on the black market, legitimate, made in USA Levi's on the black market in China, probably go for a fortune.
Right.
Probably.
Seriously. Yeah. I know they do here.
Well, you can buy a $500 pair of jeans with all kinds of holes in them now.
I know. I can't
Isn't
believe
that.
That. And that's so popular.
I
see that so often.
I said
we'll
were
put a pin
we
on
had
that.
A packed ours.
We'll put a pin on that and close the show with that thought.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 The line ball. Yeah,